Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Major stars may not make SummerSlam. WWE have been panicking over a no-compete clause error. And why did Moose say no to WWE? He's told us. We'll find out. For Friday, July the 9th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Join WrestleCrate and use the code word Cultaholic to get a free autograph of Kurt Angle in your first subscription box.
Oh, it's true! It's damn true!
The original wrestling subscription box service is WrestleCrate. Sign up using the code word Cultaholic at wrestlecrate.co.uk. On the road to SummerSlam 2021. We've spoken on this podcast about how WWE wants this to be WrestleMania-esque in terms of size and presentation. However, two major stars who were rumored to be a part of that show are now in doubt. We'll start with John Cena. Now, many sources have stated that John Cena is set to be in the main event of SummerSlam, facing off against Roman Reigns, a match that certainly feels big enough to be top of this WrestleMania-sized SummerSlam. However, Variety reported yesterday that John Cena has signed on to star in the movie Argyle, which is a brand new movie franchise starring Henry Cavill, Bryan Cranston, Catherine O'Hara, and Samuel L. Jackson. Shooting for this movie begins across Europe next month. This is going to put John Cena in a completely different continent when SummerSlam rolls around. Now, WWE have not advertised John Cena for SummerSlam, so there isn't any concern as to not delivering on a promise. This has simply been a lot of conversations around a John Cena return for SummerSlam. Now that is looking less likely. The other name connected with SummerSlam is Brock Lesnar. Conversations have started, according to sources, and have been going on for a while now about a potential match between Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley. Andrew Zarian on the Mat Men podcast said yesterday, WWE wanted Brock. For whatever reason, the plan didn't work out. I believe it was creative-wise. It just wasn't fitting. Financially, they want Brock to commit to live shows. It's not that it's not going to happen. It's going to happen unless something goes tremendously terrible, which I don't think it will. I think we are going to see Brock. I just don't think he's needed for SummerSlam if they have this planned out already. If Brock calls them and says, hey, I want to do it, then yeah, they're going to figure it out. But I don't believe Brock is going to be on there. So now the conversation seems to be Bobby Lashley with a different opponent that isn't Brock Lesnar at this point. I want to mention this as well. I think it's pertinent to do so. SummerSlam in general, coming out of Las Vegas, there may be an issue there, as there are some concerns locally about an increase in COVID cases. Las Vegas locally tweeted out multiple major events are in danger of being cancelled because of the COVID-19 outbreak happening in Las Vegas. That's something to keep an eye on. Obviously, nothing has been announced by any party at this point. It was a tweet that did the rounds last night that I know a few people have sent to me and asked me to ask me my thoughts on it, and I don't know. There's been nothing said. WWE haven't said that they're cancelling events. It seems as if a lot of these things are going ahead despite the rising cases in COVID. I think because we've seen a global rollout of a COVID-19 vaccine, a lot of places are now certainly happier with reopening and getting back to quote-unquote business as normal. So you may see this tweet popping up on your timeline throughout today. WWE have announced nothing, and as far as they're concerned, the show will be going ahead. I do believe at this point it would take something quite catastrophic to stop SummerSlam from coming out of Las Vegas. But of course, as we know more about it, we will let you know more at cultaholic.com.
What's wrong with the lights?
I don't know, maybe a power outage.
I think it's everywhere.
Tommy, you think you're okay?
I'm fine. You, on the other hand, you won't be.
In all the years of digging through my head, never thought that any of this was real.
Tom, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Tom. My name isn't Tom. My name is Malachi.
Devil made me do it.
How good is that video that Tommy End put out just before his debut for AEW? Really love the stuff of Tommy End in the mental asylum and him becoming Malachi Black. And then, just as the lights were flickering in that video in the asylum, so the lights flickered at AEW's Road Rager, and there he was. So he took to Twitch the other night to discuss his debut for AEW and a bunch of other stuff as well. On his debut with AEW, the now known as Malachi Black said, "Once I found out that my contract was a tad different than the usual, i.e. he had a 30-day no-compete as opposed to a 90-day no-compete, which meant he could get the ball rolling much sooner. He said, once I found out that my contract was a tad different than the usual, I just came up with this idea. We made it a thing to make it available to as limited people as possible, because that's how you keep it under wraps. Security and Cody Rhodes and maybe a few others. It may have been 5 or 6 people that knew. It was all very last second. I feel like in modern day wrestling, there are a few moments to make a genuine surprise and get people to look your way. For me to sneak in, not be seen, dip and dive so they wouldn't see me, that took some skill. On the blackouts throughout the show, he said, I pitched the idea and said, what if we do multiple blackouts throughout the show, insinuating technical difficulties? Commentary did a great job getting that over, and it came off great. It feels like where I am now, I'm in a place where my creative mind can be utilized instead of stopped and controlled and knowing that things weren't going to work. On joining AEW, Tommy End says, it was the right move for me to make, for me, for my family, for my career and the state of mind I'm in. It's just a really good company. I can't say enough good things about it. They have a bright future. Wednesday night was top 3 of my favorite moments of my career. It was the culmination of months and months and months of having this big payoff. It was worth the pain, it was worth the chaos and the perseverance. And on Tony Khan, he says, my first impression of Tony is great. What an effing wonderful dude. Really nice guy. Loves his company and loves wrestling. Malachi Black, very excited to be a part of All Elite Wrestling. Let's double back to that conversation on the no-compete clauses. So all of that happened with Malachi Black because there was an error in his contract when he moved from NXT to WWE. And instead of having his NXT contract changed from a 30-day no-compete, should he leave, to a 90-day no-compete, it was just forgotten about. So he is a major WWE star who is let go from the company, and he only has to wait 30 days before he can debut somewhere else. This clause error came up in conversation with Buddy Murphy. He had a really great chat with Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful. You can watch that whole interview on Fightful's website this morning. And he chats about a panicked call that he received from WWE following his release. He says, I received a phone call from the office the day after I was released saying that they received an email that they'd messed up my contract. It was only a 30-day no-compete, and if I wanted to prolong it to the 90 days, that they would do that for me. I thought that was weird, as I was a budget cut, but you're still willing to pay me for another 2 months? But it wasn't me. Turned out to be Aleister Black. They thought it was me who had the 30-day no-compete. I informed them that it wasn't because I received a letter with August 31st on. That conversation turned to relief. It went from panic to relief on the phone call. They then moved on. I think they panicked, and obviously they got the name mixed up. It was someone, but it wasn't me. Maybe Buddy and Aleister got mixed up. Buddy or Black. They're both B's. So this really caused a concern within WWE. And they were quick to offer an extension, another 2 months of paid work to stop Buddy Murphy from going anywhere else. I clearly think that was the case. I wonder how many other phone calls of a similar ilk were made. Hey, also from this really great chat with Buddy Murphy, he talks about a storyline that he did with Roman Reigns in 2019. I think you remember it.
I'll ask you one more time. If you don't give me the answer I want, it's not going well for you.
Listen, man, I don't want any trouble. Do not want any trouble at all. I don't know who did it. But if I did, I still wouldn't tell you a damn thing.
Who did it, huh?
I know you.
You sure you don't want to tell me, huh? I'm gonna ask you again. Who did it? Huh? Who did it? Tell me who did it. Who did it? I want a name.
Rowan!
Who?
Rowan! Rowan did it!
Who?
Rowan!
Rowan? You're talking about Daniel Bryan and Rowan?
I didn't see Daniel Bryan. I just saw Rowan.
So, all of that with Buddy Murphy and Roman Reigns, that happened by accident, according to Buddy Murphy. He just happened to be in the background, pacing around, planning some things when they shot the scene. And it led to Roman versus Murphy on an episode of SmackDown, having to incorporate Buddy Murphy into the storyline from there. He talks more about that and a bunch of other stuff in that conversation with Sean Ross Sapp, which you can watch now on Fightful.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
WWE are meeting with TV executives to pitch some new ideas. Andrew Zarian revealed this, saying Steph has a meeting with one of the networks at the end of the month for pitched ideas from them. I don't know if this is a common thing they do or if this is the regular thing, but I know the networks are pitching ideas. We did hear about some of these ideas just a few weeks ago. Some of those ideas that they're throwing around included a NASCAR-themed event to tie in with the NASCAR championships. They also had ideas for a Wrestling World Cup, like a knockout tournament with wrestlers from all around the world. I quite like that myself. And also like monthly specials which revolve around point systems where wrestlers will get points per match and then at the end of it they get either a prize or a championship opportunity. Little things like that that are going to sort of like reignite some casual interest in WWE. We're seeing an idea like that already coming to fruition as they are going to be a part of a hip-hop festival later this month, co-locating SmackDown between there and the event location as well. So already we're seeing some unique new ideas brought to the table to increase the interest in Raw and SmackDown. We've got two 205 Live debuts tonight. We will see Josh Briggs in action. The final ever Evolve champion is going to be facing Asher Hale. And Grayson Waller is in action with somebody else making their debut, Odyssey Jones, who is part of the NXT Breakout Tournament. He'll be on 205 Live as well. Now, if you've seen Odyssey Jones, he ain't 205 and under. WWE have said that to preview Jones and Briggs being in the Breakout Tournament, 205 Live is foregoing its typical weight limit on Friday's episode so Odyssey Jones can get a run out. It's the first time they've ever done that. So you'll get to see Odyssey Jones in action and Josh Briggs on 205 Live tonight. A huge NXT title match is set for 2 weeks' time. It'll be on NXT UK on July the 22nd. Ilya Dragunov is facing Volta for the NXT UK title. These two had a match of the year candidate last year. I am very excited to see what they get up to in 2 weeks' time on July the 22nd. Looking ahead to Slammiversary, a week from tomorrow, two more matches of the title variety have been added to the show. We'll see Deonna Purrazzo defending her Knockouts Championship against a mystery competitor. This surely is going to be where we get a new face for Impact Wrestling. This is something set up by Hall of Famer Gail Kim, saying that somebody is coming in to face off against Deonna Purrazzo. They didn't specify it was somebody new. It's just a mystery opponent. The tag team titles on the line. Violet by Design are going to be facing the Good Brothers, Rich Swann and Willie Mack, and TJP and Fala Bar in a four-way match. The Knockouts tag team titles on the line too. Fire and Flavor are facing Rosemary and Havoc. This is after Havoc beat Kimberly and Susan. Rosemary and Havoc beat Kimberly and Susan in a top contenders match last night. And in non-title action, W. Morrissey going one-on-one with Eddie Edwards. We saw Morrissey jumping Edwards the other week, and Edwards has thrown down the challenge. Challenge has been accepted, and they're having themselves a knockdown drag-out match next Saturday. Also, we will see an Ultimate X match making its return. We've got Chris Sabin and Moose going one-on-one, and of course, that main event, the Impact World title on the line, Kenny Omega facing Sammy Callahan. Just to double back to Moose there, he's revealed on Mina's House, the podcast, why he turned down an offer from WWE. He got a very generous offer from the company recently, which would have seen him bypass NXT and go straight to the main roster. Moose said, I've had chances to go to WWE and had an opportunity to go there not too long ago, but turned it down to stay with Impact. I feel like right now Impact was better for me with what they offered and the schedule and how I'm being used. We'll see what happens with WWE in the next couple of years. I would say at Impact Wrestling, you have more creative control than you do elsewhere. There are things that they might tell me I'm going to do, and if it makes me look a certain way, I might tell them how much I dislike it and out of respect, just not do it or make it better for me. But sometimes that doesn't always work. It's 50-50 on creative. I've never worked for WWE, but I've heard stories. The difference with Impact is you usually know what you're going to do and you can pitch to them on how to make it different or better. Sometimes they go with it, sometimes they don't. In WWE, it doesn't matter what you think or say, they go with what they want. And that is a big reason why he stayed with Impact Wrestling. He gets a bit more creative, a lot more creative freedom there. He's with them for another 2 years. He reveals in this interview that it's a two-year extension that he has signed to his time in Impact Wrestling. And I think he's an asset for them at the moment. So I think at some point he will end up in WWE. In this interview, he even says, never say never. But for now, he's going to hitch his wagon to Impact Wrestling for a little longer. The Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review comes to you every Saturday on the Cultaholic podcast feed. Matthew, Greg, and myself have been watching every single episode of SmackDown from the very beginning, and we are currently on the road to Survivor Series 2000. It's a really intriguing time in WWF at this point, because you've got L. Brent Bozell and the Parents Television Council in the real world stopping WWF sponsors and WWF getting very angry about it. This led to the birth of Right to Censor. We have a chat about a particular sponsor being pulled from WWF on this week's episode, and in typical classic SmackDown review fashion, it gets silly very quickly.
Jericho is still stuck on a desert island. Chef Boyardee Beef Island, to be specific.
I've written in my notes the Ravioli Peninsula.
Jericho, where were you the night of Survivor Series? I was on an island with Chef Boyardee and some women. I need proof. And he hears this. He goes, all right, fair enough, pal. Yeah, so a good time.
This is the last Chef Boyardee commercial.
Whatever.
Dave in the Observer says, Vince McMahon this past week once again threatened to file a lawsuit against PTC and L. Brent Bozell. McMahon said in the PTC's list of 37 companies that won't advertise on SmackDown, 25 of them had never advertised on the show before. After this, Bozell responded by saying, as the chairman of the PTC, I claim full responsibility for an educational campaign that tells the truth about SmackDown's raw sexual content and violent programming that is marketed directly to the children of our nation. The fact that yesterday we convinced Chef Boyardee and Slim Jim to pull their ad dollars from SmackDown shows we are not going to let the McMahons intimidate us with their threats. The loss of Chef Boyardee is a real black eye to the WWF since they did a successful ad campaign using the WWF wrestlers. I am sure that Vince McMahon will take it in his stride and won't find a way to put something on TV that sticks it to the PTC. I'm sure he will take the high ground this week.
So what you're saying is they had all the adverts and the wrestlers involved, and now they're just not giving them money.
They pulled all
that
their
ads. That's some great business from Chef Boyardee. Yeah, cheers.
Yeah, amazing. So this will probably be the last time we see this advert.
Wait. The raw sexual content. And the Chef Boyardee advert, he's dancing with bikini women. And then Chef Boyardee goes, Jericho, I'm here to fuck you. So he's got one eye. He's penis filled. It's the ravioli they're going to put out before the PTC got the grubby bits into things.
Jericho, I'm here to fuck you.
He goes, all right. And he just starts doing just snoring drugs. Chef Boyardee.
Just it's the Chef Boyardee invades the island, so Jericho punches him.
Yeah, there's like F bombs and drug use in that advert. Like, did they not see that? And then they had to pretend and go, wow, we didn't realize it was for kids.
You had to stuff your ravioli, Jericho.
Yeah.
Me to overstuff your ravioli. Oh, God.
This Rage Against Machine playing in the background. Jericho's just firing an AK-47 into the air as he's doing drugs. I mean, did they not watch this?
I will fuck all these women. Pasta.
Yeah.
The PTC did nothing wrong. only America eats pasta.
After I eat all this stuff for ravioli, I have enough energy left in me to fuck and kill Chef Boyardee.
Which will I do first? I haven't decided yet, you commie! America's pasta! Says a Canadian. The Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review with Matthew, Greg, and myself. Hear it on the Cultaholic podcast feed tomorrow. The Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast out later today as well. Matthew, Greg, Jack King, and myself. Since Ross is taking some time off, I'm stepping into the breach. So we'll have a chat about this bloody week in the wrestling. We'll talk about what's been happening in the wrestling world. We'll go through your questions in the mailbag. We'll do Reese's Pieces. And we have one big question at the end of the show as well. That's on the podcast feed and on the Cultaholic YouTube channel a little later on today. Stay with youtube.com/cultaholic for the latest wrestling news throughout the day. Plus, you can check out right now the 10 most notorious ECW matches. That is a place that was fraught with controversy and moments that shocked the wrestling world. We picked 10 of them at youtube.com/cultaholic. Check out twitch.tv/cultaholic for Saturday night's Matthew event tomorrow. You can watch Matthew playing some classic retro video games. The Twitch feed gets back to normal next week. I know a few of us have been absent from the feed, myself included. We're going to start getting back to normal with regular Twitch programming from next week, and we look forward to catching up with you properly when we get there. Check out cultaholicshop.com as well for the latest merch from us lads at Cultaholic, including your last chance to get your hands on some of those Cultaholic wrestling buddies. You can get a Jack the Jobber buddy right now for $11.99. Get it before it goes away at cultaholicshop.com. I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.